All right, and welcome back to Prep Sports Weekly. Now we will jump into kind of the structure of the Heartland Athletic Conference boys and girls tournament and kind of make a couple seeding predictions on what we think will happen. So the boys tournament will get going with the playing games, and then after the playing games are done, we'll have all the seeds determined for day one on Friday. And then once that's determined, so there should be three or four playing games, and then day one will look like this roughly. Games four through seven will be on Friday, most likely, and then so on and so forth throughout the rest of the tournament. On day two will be Saturday the 28th. Day three will be Monday the 30th, and then the semifinals will be on the 31st, with the championship game being on, I believe, January 2nd. And then the girls tournament will be very similar. We'll have our three or four playing games. And then day one will start on Friday. And then day two will be Saturday. Day three will be Monday. And then semifinals again will be on the 31st, with the championship game, I believe, also on January 2nd there. So that's just kind of a rundown of what the format at this point will look like. As far as seeding goes, if you look back at the PowerPoint rankings, you can kind of get an idea of kind of how the seeding may go. So the seedings will be based on season record up to this point, and then kind of how many PowerPoints each team has accumulated. That's kind of how the seedings will eventually be determined. As far as making predictions on what the seedings may look like, right now it probably, unless things dramatically change, it probably will be either Lincoln North Star or Lincoln Pius 1 or 2, and then seeds 3 through 5 are kind of a toss-up right now. There's a case for just about any team to be anywhere from 3 through 5, and then kind of the latter half of the seeds will kind of be based on the last half of the teams in the conference have done up to this point, but that's kind of how the seedings ideally will go for both the boys and girls. So then here are the Class A boys rankings from the NSA website. Number one, 6-0 Lincoln Pius. Number two, Elkhorn at 4-1. Number three, Omaha South at 5-1. Number four, Creighton Prep at 4-1. Number five, Omaha Central at 6-0. Number six, it will be Kearney at 3-1. Number seven, Omaha North at 3-4. Number eight, Millard North at 4-1. Number nine, North Star at 4-1. And then to round out the top 10, Bellevue West also at 4-1. Our Class A contenders right now are Omaha Westside 4-2, Papillion La Vista 4-2, Omaha Burke 3-3, La Vista South also at 3-3, Millard West at 3-3, and then Grand Island at 3-2. In Class B, our rankings look like this. Omaha Scut, number one at 4-0, followed by Wahoo Public at 5-0. Number three, Beatrice at 3-1, followed by number four, Mount Michael at 5-1. Then we have Hastings Public at number five at 6-0. At number six, we have Scotts Bluff at 7-0. At number seven, we have Alliance at 4-2. Number eight, we have Platteview at 4-1. Number nine, we have Lexington at 6-1. We have Waverly, and then Waverly rounds out the top 10 at 4-1. Our Class B contenders currently are Omaha Roncalli at 4-1, Norris at 4-2, Bennington at 3-2, Crete at 3-3, Plattsmouth at 2-4, and Ralston at 3-3, and Grand Island Northwest at 2-3. In Class C1, St. Paul is number one at 7-0. Number two is Ogallala at 4-1. Number three is Auburn at 4-0. Number four is North Bend at 5-0. Number five is Lincoln Christian at 4-2. Number six is Wilbur Claytonia at 6-0. Number seven is Boystown at 4-2. Number eight is Kearney Catholic at 4-1. Bishop Newman is number nine, also at 4-1. And to round out the top 10 in Class C1 is Adams Central. And now here are the girls' rankings. In Class A, we have number one, Fremont, undefeated at 5-0. Number two is Papillion La Vista at 6-0. Also at 6-0 at number three is Lincoln East. At number 4 is Lincoln Pius at 5-0. At number 5, we have 7-0 Millard South. At number 6, we have Omaha Westside at 4-1. At number 7, we have North Platte at 6-1. At number 8, we have Lincoln High at 4-2. At number 9 is South Sioux City at 3-1. And then to round out Class A girls, Elkhorn at 4-0. So the Class A contenders here for the girls are Northeast at 4-2, Burke at 3-3, Norfolk Public at 3-2, Millard North at 4-2, Bellevue West at 4-2, and Omaha Marion at 3-3. In Class B, we have Crete at 6-0, Omaha Gross at 5-1, York at 6-0, Platteview at 5-1, Omaha Mercy at 4-2, Bennington at 5-1 at number 6, number 7, Scotts Bluff at 5-3, number 8, Green Island Northwest at 5-1, number 9, Beatrice at 3-1, and to round out the top 10, Blair at 5-2. Our Class B contenders include Sydney at 4-3, Norris at 3-3, Omaha Scott at 1-5, Holdridge at 1-3, and Aurora at 1-3. So thank you for listening to segment number 2, and we will be back with our last topic and to close the show for this week. Thanks.